because it didn't at all, might be.
We say that Al-Kopanim, if you see Bisham, he's pushing off his koyis to lift Abdullah, obviously he holds you have to have a koyis for Birch Samozin. Frank Mor, Bisham, Bisham, Birch Samozin, doing a koyis, does Birch Samozin really need a koyis to Bisham? But Nan, Bolem, Yayim Al-Kar Mozin, if they received a cup of wine to drink at the end of the meal, Imain Shamel, or you say koyis, he only has one koyis. What should he do? Should he drink it out at the end of the meal, or should he wait for benching to drink it? Bisham, Yayim Al-Kar Yayim Al-Kar Mozin. First, he should drink the wine, make a bracha on the wine, and then afterwards make birch samozin, which would sound like he's drinking it before he benches. Now, if he would need a kais birch samozin, we would tell him to push it off and use it afterwards. My love, the assumption is the mevarach alui v'shasilei. What does it mean he made a bracha on it? He made a bracha and he drank it. So the Gemara, no, loy the mevarach alui monachle. He just made a bracha and he put it down. In fact, the Gemara v'omer ma'ar mevarach tzar shiyitim. If you're making a bracha, you have to drink. So the Gemara told him he just tasted it a little bit. If he tasted it, he's going to go bench on it, use it for kais shal bracha. If a person drinks from a kais, it's pogum. Once it's pogum, you can't use it for kais shal bracha. Right? Obviously, you could drink, make a bracha and drink it. But for a kais shal bracha, like kiddush, abdallah, or something like that, you cannot use it anymore because it's pogum.
Is it the kais shal bracha, the benching itself?
Again?
The benching itself means that makes.
Yeah. Anything that's torn kais.
I mean, without if you, like Matzah Shabbos, and by Shashud, it's to Kosher Bracha, even though you don't eat drink it. That's considered Kosher Bracha.
If you didn't make a bracha on it, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know.
A couple things, where does it help? He's got to make a bracha beforehand, Hagofen, bench, time, bench, bench, and then make another bracha on it? How can you make two bracha?
1 second, two burpee Hagofens?
What's he going to add? If he benches.
No. If you're asking if he benches without drinking it, if there's a problem benching in such a kais, or it's only if you're going to drink it. But yeah, that you're right. L'chayr, you have a raya from here that even if the berber gofen of benching, you don't have a berber gofen of benching, it would still be a problem of kais shabrach. Correct. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. Come on. No, the more one, you should make a berber gofen of four, not the berber gofen afterwards. And the more said you would bench on it, would have a problem of kais shabrach of kais pogel. It's the gila aloche. If a person in the middle of a suda, he made a berber gofen. Let's say Purim, it's Friday afternoon. He made a burp ragoven during a Suda. And then comes night, he has to make Kiddush without a burp ragoven. So would a Kais Pogum be a problem? So he's saying this Gemara would be Mashma, that would be a problem. I don't know. Vomer mar ta'amoy pogmoy. The ta'am le biyode. What he did was, he spilled it on his finger, and he drank from there. Yeah, you see, sometimes by a bris, there's a shayla went to drink. You have to carry a bris, or you have to carry a shem. Sometimes they split it between two people. So you see some people, they tilt it a little bit, spill on the fingers, and taste from it. Shouldn't be a problem of hefsik. Huh? Chuppah. Chuppah, right? Really, chuppah. You might see the chosen kala. Some people, let's get, make another bracha. Yeah. Frag the Gemara of Omer, Ma'a Kois HaBracha Tzorach Shir. You had one kois, which pashtus means you had a revius. You drank a little bit, you're missing your shir. Now you have less than a shir. So like the more, the novice with famous shiri. He started out with more than a shir. In fact, the more of a main shamel kois ktoni. It says you only had one kois, right? Which literally means he had the shir kois. So like the more, no. Today, lo have it. The problem was you didn't have two koises, one to drink and one to use birch samozin. Doesn't mean you had two full koises. It doesn't mean you had only one revius. It means you had less than two. We had novice, but it was more than one. In fact, the more. Bishamai says, you make a bracha on the yayin and you drink it, and then you bench birch samozin without it. So, does he need a kais or doesn't he need a kais? So, the moral is, Tanoi Valib Bishamai. It's a machlokes if Bishamai needs kais for birch samozin. Okay, now we'll get to the next machlokes Bishamai's hill in the Mishnah. Looks like a very tamimis dika machlokes. Very simple. Does one wash his hands before he drinks a cup of wine? Before the Suda? A person is drinking a cup of wine before the Suda, right? We learned the Sugis before. There was a minhag to drink wine before one starts his Suda. So does one make a bracha, drink the wine before the Suda? Or he first washes until Siddayim of the Suda, then makes a berber gofen and drinks the wine, and then starts his Suda, right? Sounds some kind of seder, asuda, huh? Who knows what? Gemara gets into a very big tirus dikasugi here. we have to be magnum a few basic hanochis before, after the Gemara would flow. There's such a thing, everybody knows, a mace is an avi avoisatum. Right? Most bases of tumah, sheretz, zov, nevela, are av hatumas. Av hatumah. An av touches something, makes it a rishon. Rishon does something else, a sheni. Sheni makes a shlishi. Shlishi, ravi. Now, Adam v'kelim can only become a rishon, nothing further. Yeah, a person or keli can only get to a rishon. Now there's another step, the Rabbanu Masakin, oichlim can become a sheni, but only till there, not further. Truma can become a shlishi, okay, and a part of them further. So again, Adam v'kelim is only becoming a rishon. Oichlim, a sheni, truma, a shlishi. Now, although we say Adam and Kalim only become rishon, a chacham or geyser, a person's hands become a sheni. That's why we wash before we start to do the why, because you don't have a time of bread. Well, you're fooling. You just made yourself a sandwich, you're touching the bread. There it is, but it's food can't become a shlishi. We're worried about truma. Truma can become a shlishi. The hands that are a sheni, midrabanon, can make the truma tummy. So that's what the umasakin everybody has to wash. But the real idea is to protect truma, not to protect our bread from becoming tummy.
But does it help? You just said that you're touching this, the bread.
No. So if you're eating truma, it would be a problem. You'd have to be careful. But the idea is that it was a zahiris for echle truma, that therefore everybody washes first. Now, this whole tumma be a dime, midrabanon. Midrabanon is not such a thing as your hand being tummy without you being tummy, right? See, everything and nothing. So there's a tumma d'rabbanon on the hands, which are a shein. Now, one more very important yisoy that's going to go on here. Mashkim has a special halacha that if a rishon touches it, even if a sheini touches it, it doesn't become the next step. It always goes back and becomes a rishon. If a person's hands are a sheini, touches mashke, the mashke now turns into a rishon, which will be able to make food into a sheini. Right, so again, Adam v'kelim, Midaraisa stop by Rishon. Rishon is the last thing to come. Food, Nevon comes even a sheni. Truma, a shlishi. Mashkin, you touch Mashkin, it turns back into a Rishon.
That's the
Rishon?
Nevon.
Okay, Zog Tigamar. So again, we have a machloikis. Do you wash first before you drink a cup of wine? Or you drink a cup of wine and then wash? First, you wash your hands, and then you drink your burp yagof. If you're gonna drink your cup of wine before you wash, what's gonna happen here? This person, his hands are tummy, right? Bisham is saying, let's say you do like Miss Hill, that holds. First drink your kois, then wash. So this person's dealing with hands that are a sheni. A little bit of the kois is going to spill out. Yeah, you filled yourself up, coffee till the tippity top, or a cup of wine for that matter. The mashkin has to be a mashkin, some kalatoma. The mashkin is going to pour out, touch your hand. Your hand that's a sheni is going to make the mashke a rishon. The yavzer yitmu es kois. And that'll go ahead, that rishon, and be metamed a kois. Hey, didn't we just say, kelim cannot become a sheni? The answer is, true. Usually kelim can't become a sheni. The rabbon were geyser exeria because a zav, mashke, mayonis hazav. There are different liquids that run out of a zav. Not just what made him tummy as a zav. Even other liquids. Like from the nose, from the... Any other... There's 10 mashkeis hazav. Mayonis hazav have a din of avatoma, just like the zav himself have a din of avatoma. So they obviously can make a keli tomei, make it into a rishon. So all to that, chacham mugoizer a mashke can make a keli tomei, but they were scared that they'll say, hey, this keli tomei, people think it's a real tuma, and if truma touches that keli, they'll burn the truma, like truma tmeya. So they said, no. Very interesting idea. Only the outside, if it touches the outside of the keli. Only the outside of the keli is tummy, the inside remains tahar. So, again, we asked, how is the keli becoming tummy? No, it's becoming this nudra bonon dika tuma sheni, but only the outside will be tummy, not the inside. So will the food inside become tummy? No.
What if the outside touches food? Touches truma?
It'll only be the rabbanon. You won't burn truma on it. That's why we think what happened to the gzeri over there.
Yeah, right.
Maybe from that alone that we know this tuma is different, that only outside, not inside, will differentiate, we'll see something's wrong with it, and we'll chapter the rabbanon. So again, Bishamay says, if you're going to go ahead and drink your wine before you wash your hands, the mashke that dripped to the outside of the keli, his hands are touching it. His hands, which are sheni, will make the mashke rishon. Now, this rishon dikem mashke yachzeru v'yitmu as a kois will be metame the outside of the kois. And as the Gemara will say, Vaita Bishamay says, you are not allowed to drink with a kois that is tummy the outside. Why is that? That's for quite obvious reason. Because if the outside will be tummy, and some wine spills out on it, what's going to happen to the wine? Turn into a rishon, and then I'll get your hands tummy. In the middle of a suda, you have to have tarah hands, right? That's what you're washing for. So Bishamay says, you don't drink from tummy to get kois. So Bishamay, if I only don't drink from tummy to get kois, you better wash your hands before you touch that kois. Because if you won't, the water will spill, hit your hands are sheni, make the water a rishon, you get the kois tummy. So, since we're makbid, we don't drink from a tummy to get kois, make sure you wash your hands before you pick up that kois. Frag the Gemara, why do you make so many steps here? That the hands will touch the water will be in time of the kois, just say simple. If your hands are tummy, you didn't wash it, you pick up the kois, your hands will make the kois tummy. Anybody knows the answer to that? Zog the Gemara, let me die on the kois. No, you die on shnei sein. The hands are only a sheni. Vein sheni, it's a shlishi b'chum. Sheni can only make a shlishi. And if it's chum, there's nothing in becoming a shlishi in chum. El ali de mashkin, it's only if you're going to have mashkin in the between, the mashkin will turn into a rishon, it'll make it a sheni, and it'll become tummy. Bishil loimim, Bishil says no, they say there's the opposite. Ma'i is going to say kois for you, first you pour the kois. You drink it, and then you wash your hands. Why? Now, Beis Hillel holds that, I don't know if he means that you take not such a full cup to drink, or at least you're more careful not to spill it out. We're not choishish, anything's running out of the kais. Mamela, you could eat in the middle of the suda with a tomatik kais. What's your chashash? It's going to spill out. It'll touch the outside, become a region, then touch your hands and make your stomach. No chashash. You're not spilling anything out. So Beis Hillel is matir to use a tummy dika kois, a kois which the outside is tummy. Okay, given that fact that Bisil allows you to use a kois tummy, so Bisil has a bigger problem. Bisil has the outside of the kois being tummy. That means we have a potential tumma hazard here, because the outside of the kois has a possibility of being metame his hands. You have to be careful about that. So Bisil says like this, if you drink the kois, finish with your kois, get rid of it, put it down, now go wash and eat your suda. If you're going to wash first, what happens if you don't dry your hands completely? So good, the water is tar. The second you touch that kois, the outside which is tameh, is going to make your hands, the water tameh, and a rishon, and your hands are going to become tameh. Right? So, just a second. What happens during the suda if that happens? During the suda, your hands are dry already. Right? So Bisil is not scared, and if you water dripping out of the kois, your hands during the suda are dry. So during the suda, you're okay with using a tummy to get kois, because your hands won't become tummy. But before the suda, when you just washed, your hands are still wet, you're going to have a problem with a tummy to get kois that you're going to end up making your hands tummy again, which is not good. Therefore, Bisil says, first finish with your kois, then you'll wash. And if anybody has problems, that's good, they don't spill the kois out. But how about the chicken soup? What happens if that's going to spill? So Rishonim say that, I don't know, chicken soup, it was a bit mushal, about the cholent soup, gravy. So Rishonim say that has the din of a meichel, and that won't turn into a rishon. Again, Beis Hillel Oimrim, Moise going to say, Kois v'akonot on the yadayim. First, drink the kois, then you wash him. If you're going to wash first, Gzei Hashemit, Mumashkin, Shabi Yadayim, Machmas HaKois. Maybe you'll still have some wet water on your hands since you didn't dry it well, and it will become tummy from the outside of the tummy dikakois. So now the water will turn into a rishon v'yavzubit mosi adayim and l'metame the hands and make it into a sheni. And that means you didn't wash. The whole idea of washing is to get your hands out of a sheni. Frag the Gemara, why so many steps? Why do you have to say that the kois will be metame the water, which will metame your hands? V'nit mekois l'adayim, say it straight, the kois will metame the hands. Frag the Gemara, same teretz as before, ain't kli metame adam. A kli can't be metame adam. Why? Because a kli is a rishon, a sheni, the outside of the kli, and it cannot be metame, make another sheni. Frag the Gemara, v'nit mekois l'adayim. If this kli that B'Shil is dealing with is tamei, so the mashkin inside will be tamei. So I want to know, achav kli shnitma, achayav of mashkin askinon, the outside became tamei with mashkin, that the halacha is toichay, Torah, the inside is Torah, but gabi tamei, the outside is tamei. The Tanan. But the Mishnah, kli shnitma, achayav of mashkin. A kli that became tamei with a mashkin, obviously a mashkin that's a rishon, not a mashkin that's avatome, achayav tameim, it says, if the achayav was came tamei with a mashkin, the halacha is achayav tameim, the outside is tamei. Toichoi, v'ugnoi, v'oznoi, the lip, the handle, yadav, all the accommodations of the keli that are service the keli, they're all tahor. Nitma toichoi, but if the inside became tamei, nitma kulai, the entire thing becomes tamei. V'mai komiflugi. What is the machlekes b'sham b'shil? What is it tali on? I mean, all the facts that we're asking to with the hilchos tumah v'tahor. So what is the yisayin of machlekes? Vishami says it is usher to use a keli that its outside became tamei. Why? Because you're scared it'll spill. Once it'll spill, so the outside of the keli will generate tumah back to his hands. Therefore, once you don't use that, the legs will make the shami itmu mashkin should be a dime because there's no. Once you have a taradik keli, you don't have that chashash that the keli will be metame his hands. Because the keli is tar. We still savri mutl shamash klishin tmu achayav. It is mutter to use a keli at the outside is tamei, b'mashkin. Why? Amrin inside the shchichi. We're not choshish for spillage of the kais. Therefore, we're left with a chash that the kais itself, the tumah of the kais, will metam his hands if they're wet. Bikla mechash, shemit b'mashkin, shem yodayim achmas hakais. That is the machlokes. Dover acher, another reason for Beisil is take him to his damn suda. It's very good to be marked him right away. As soon as you wash, to eat the suda without a hefsik. Therefore, you drink first and then to his damn suda. My dover acher, what do you know of pshat? For hachkel Beisil b'sham. Beisil was telling b'sham, el d'tchu dam riso asa l'shtamash b'kli shacharif t'meyim, like you, that you were geyser not to use a kli at the outside. He's telling me that because you're mishum mitzayitz, because you're scared of spillage. I feel like still there's a reason to do what I'm doing. Ha adifa, to take him to this time suda, it's best to wash and right away eat the suda. Somebody asked today, what happened? There's a machlokes machaber ramo about kiddush. You wash before kiddush or after kiddush? Ramo says you wash before kiddush. We're not knowing like that, but the Yankees I think are knowing like that. He says comes out ramo saying bisham is halacha. So I don't know the answer. The answer could be that bisman hazeh. We're not being choishish for his dinner to matayr.
The machlekes is only before after mezigas hakos, not shtiyas hakos.
Which machlekes? This machlekes?
Yeah.
I think it's shtiyas hakos also. Vachin shoyzen, it's given a dozen. Shalom mezigas hakos, but shoyzen, vachin oed, rashi in the Mishnah. So it could be that today with Bechlal our kelim are tomei. So I'm not sure how these things play a role. I don't know if that's the answer because we wash until it's daim also. But I look at Mishabur says that the svar of the Ramah is because Kiddush and Kiddush al makom suda, therefore it has more of a shaykh than a suda, it's less of a hefsik. So this svar that Bechlal ended with, that take him till it's daim suda, you shouldn't make a hefsik, it's daim in a suda, the Mishabur would sound like is less applicable by Kiddush. Because Kiddush is the Makom Suda, it's more Shaykh, the Suda will be less of a Hefsik. So I don't know the true answer how to entire if we're knowing with those Chashashas anymore today, but at least there will be a Svara that Bishil's Halacha would not be applicable to Kiddush. Okay, now we get to the next Halacha, which is a very similar Machlokes. The Mishnah says as follows, another simple looking halacha. Vishamay oimrim mikaneach yodov bimape. A person washed from until sidaim, he has to dry his hands now. He dries it in a towel. Where does he put this towel? Does he's going to want to use it during the suda to make his mouth clean from the food? Does he put it on the table or does he put it on his chair? He wipes his hands from the tilsdaim in the towel of Municha al Shulchan, he puts it on the table. He puts it on the chair. What in the world is the difference? Zog the Gemara, very serious difference. Tana Rabbanon, you put it on the table. Why is that? If you're going to put it on the keses, on the chair, we'll explain it first. Again, the same type of idea. This shulchan he's eating on, Shammai says, don't use a shulchan that is tummy. Right, just like the kais shouldn't be tummy, the shulchan should not be tummy. He still says it's okay to use a shulchan that is tummy. Now, he washed, dried his hand in this towel. It may still be wet. Tefeach. Even? No, no. What, if it's tefeach, I'm not sure. It's talking about at least tefeach.
I remember what? Wet? Moist?
Tefeach.
It's moist.
Okay.
Is it?
Not wet enough to make other things wet. True. Less than that, yeah. But I'm not sure if it has tefeach or less than that. It says the Lashon is tefeach, but in the Isra tefeach or less than tefeach, I'm not sure. I can't vouch on those facts. Like upon him, the chashash is maybe he wasn't the only one drawing his hands with it. Maybe there's a whole tzibur drawing their hands with it. And the chashash maybe wasn't such a good towel. The chash is their towel will remain wet. Now, obviously, we can make this cheshen ourselves come out. If the table's tummy, you put it on the table, towel's gonna come tummy, the water in the towel, the water to come to rishin, wipe your face, you wipe, use your hands with it, you're gonna become, your hands become shiny. How about maybe even the food on the table become shiny? Right? That's the general idea going on.
Even though the water is not on the towel, it's absorbed in the towel.
If it's tefeach, see, I don't know the Hagdorah of tefeach. Tefeach means it can make something else wet. Tefeach itself means it itself is wet. If it's moist, there's enough of that, or there has to be some real liquid, which is not enough to make something else, tell me, I'm not sure about it. B'sham yirim b'kaneach yadav mape u'manich al shulchan, you put it on the table. Shema atem ra'al keses, you can put it on the chair. G'zer ha'sham yitmu mashkin shem mape u'machmas ha'keses. The keses, which is tome, there's no din, the kes can't be tummy. So the kes, which is tummy, will make the mashke rishin, the yaz the tummy sedayim, and now it'll make the hands tummy when you use it during the suda. V'nitmayo kes is lamapa. Why doesn't it say simply straight that the kes itself will be metame the towel? And kli metame kli. Frag the gemara, v'nitmayo kes is legaver gufe, let it metame the person. And kli metame other. Again, a sheni can't make a sheni. When we say, oh, I'm rim, no, you put it all like says, dafka on the chair, shema, tem, al shulchan, you put it on the table. You're using a tummy to get a table. Gzer, shem, yitmu, mashkin, shem, mapa, machmas, al shulchan. You're scared the water will become tummy from the shulchan. So, because you're using a tummy to get a table, the water will turn into a rishon, v'yachz, v'yitamu, es, ha'ichlin. And it will be metame, the food, and make it a sheni. V'latame, shulchan, ha'ichlin. Why don't we say straight that the shulchan, which is tummy, will metame the food? So it won't make a tummy because it can't make it a shlishi. The mashkin, only if you have water in between, which will turn back into rishon, it can make the food a sheni. Just like before, also you can't use a shulchan just sheni because of the oichle truma, which can make the sheni, the table that's a sheni, can make the truma into a shlishi. You may use a shulchan which is a sheni. You don't have to be choish by the truma. They're careful and they'll make sure not to use this table and to eat their truma on a different table. Another pshat ain't until zdaim l'chulin that there's no mocker for washing your hands for chulin. It's only exer derabonah. My derach, what do you mean the second pshat? Another reason to do like that, like b'silus chashash. Why am I more scared to put on the table that the food will become tummy and I'm not choish that the hands will become tummy? Still, it's kedai to be machmir for this chash of oichlin over the chash of yodayim. Why is that? Because there's no mocker mid raisa to wash your hands for chum. But Shainkin Tumas Oichlin has a mocker mid raisa. So even though we're talking about a Tumas Rabbanon here, but since the concept of Tumas Oichlin is a raisa, it's kedait more to be nizer in Tumas Oichlin over Tumas Yodayim. Mutav Shitmu Yodayim, this lu iker mid raisa. Vel Yitmu Oichlin, this lu iker mid raisa. Now we get to the next machlokes in the Mishnah. Bishamai and Bishillel, when do you clean up? Before you wash Mayim Achreinim or after you wash Mayim Achreinim? Yeah, a person sits down by Shabbos and he thinks life is simple. When to clean up? Whenever his wife's in the mood, she'll clean up. Yeah, everything has a place, everything has halacha, everything has a reason. Bishamai says, Mechabdin, first you clean up, then you wash Mayim Achreinim. Why is that? If you're gonna wash my machanim first, inside you're gonna ruin the food because the water will spray onto the food. So we would say because the ruach ro of the my machanim, but Rashi I think explains that the food will become nimas. We had a gemara earlier that one may not pass mashke, a cup of water, soup over bread because the bread will become mos. Zog the Gemara until down Bishamai Tchila Loisvir Lahu, but he's not makpe to wash until down first. Why? No, I'm sorry. This line skip. Ubeisil Loimrim in Mishamish Talmud Chacham Hu. This is a Eitza. If the Shamish is a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to be worried about washing my Machronim and getting spilled on the bread, because Noitel Peruin Sheish Beim Kazayis, the pieces that have Kazayis, the pieces of bread that are big enough as Kazayis, he removes from the table. And he leaves the pieces that are less than a kazayis, which doesn't have a problem of baltashchis. It's mutter to be ma'abedem. So therefore, let Bishillel, there will be no chash of the water being mafsid the pirurin. Agav, this might be a mocker. Shteit na'alofa, a person should have leave the pirurin on the table during the suda. Bishas b'samazin, roch should have what to be chalon. This lechayr would be a mocker for this.
Isn't there a
befurish
gemara like that?
Could be, but lechayr this gemara it's mavur that the minig was to leave pirurin less than kazayis on the table. B'shas b'yichas amos. B'maykum what is the machlekes? B'sil sabri also the shamish b'sham sham aretz. You're not allowed to use the sham sham aretz. So obviously you'll be dealing with the sham sham chacham who take off the pirurin that are kazayis. B'sham sabri mutl b'sham sham aretz, and therefore you would have a problem with the pirurin kazayis, so you would have to first clean up, then wash. We had many machlokes in the Bisham Bishillel, the whole parak halacha Bishillel bar miha, the halacha Bisham besides this halacha that you wash after you clean off, like Bishamai. Rav Hoshaya Bisnaya Ipcha. Bishaya learns this machlok Bisham Bishillel that they hold the opposite ideas. Therefore, Bahanami halacha Bishillel. You can hold always halacha b'shil because this halacha b'shil is muskim that we definitely hold that one cleans off and then washes my machar. Now we had in the Mishnah machlokes b'sham b'shilel what the seder is ner them b'samim ner mazin b'sam and avdala avuna. We learned this gemara already. Avuna b'rav yudah ikol b'rava. Chazil Rav the Baruch Abisam Bereish. He's always making Abisam before Ma'or. Not like both Shitas now Mishnah. Both Bisham Bishil and now Mishnah say Ma'or first, and he was being noyik to make Abisam first. Amle Michti Bisham Bishil Amar Le Pligi. There's no machlekes about the seder between Abisam and Ma'or. So why are you making Abisam first? The Tanan Bisham Yerim Ner Mazn Abisam VaAvdala Bishil and Ner Abisam Mazn VaAvdala, and both of them make Ner before Abisam. Only Rav Rava told him, Asrei, he answered him, Zudir Rameir, our Mishnah is Tamishnah Rameir. Rav Yehuda argues and says, the Machloikis is not like it sounds like our Mishnah to the placement of Birch Samazen. Loinach Misham Misil Birch Alamazen, Shu Betchil of Avdol, Shu Besayev. The placement of Birch Samazen is definitely in the beginning, and Avdol definitely at the end. Almanach, what is the Machloikis? Alamor of Absom, what comes first? Bermer Yeish, or Bermer Yebisom, Shamir, Almor of Achach Besomim, Shami holds first Bermer Yeish. And then b'sam b'shilel loimrim b'samim v'achach moer, which our Rava was doing first b'sam and then mo'er. V'am yechon nagom b'sil. The meaning is like b'sil, like we do l'maisa. Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. Then we have another machlokes in the Mishnah. Is the lashon of b'ir mireish? Is it b'irei ma'irei ha'esh? Or like Mishamei says, shebara ma'ir ha'esh. So there's two differences, discrepancies between b'sham b'sil. One of them is bara b'irei. One of them is ma'ir me'irei. So the Gemara is assuming the machlokes is in bara and b'irei. Amar Rava, b'bara kulam le'pligi de bramash. The word bara ma'irei definitely means he created. Why do we make b'ir mireish motzei Shabbos? Because that's when H was created. Other Mauritian discovered H on Mitzvah Shabbos. Loipligidi bro mashma. So we're thanking that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created fire, which is lashon over. So bara is zicha a good lashon. Ki pligi bi bayrei. V'chayk b'shamisol is. Can you use a lashon of bayrei? Is that mashma who creates in the future or who created? B'shamay savri bayrei. The osid lamivra. It's mashma in the future, so it wouldn't be a good lashon. Usul Savi, it's okay. Why? Because Bari Nami, the Brahmash was a mashma over. Once Rabbi Yitzhak raises the kasha, we see Klar, Bari means even the over. Yitzhak, Bari Choshech. Hashem created light and dark. Yitzhak, Harim, Uvari Ruach. Bari Hashemayim, Venoiteim. So we see Bari means over. Alarm Yitzhak, Bibra, Ubari Kulam Lepligi. The Machlokes is not in Bara and Bari. Both of them are masking the Brahmash, it's mashma over. Keep leaving all like this. Bimoir, Umoirei. If you should use lashon of ma'oir, which would sound like a singular, or ma'irei, which would sound like a plural. B'shamrei savri chodon ohiri kamenura. Fire includes one light. B'shal savri tuvon ohiri kamenura. Many different types of light are in a fire. Rashi says it's red, it's white, it's greenish, maybe bluish. She means tanya nam yochal b'shil b'shamrei harbe ma'irois yesh ba'oir that. B'sil answered B'shamah, there are many colors in the fire, so obviously the machlekes was a ma'ir u'ma'iri. So the Mishnah continued that you don't make a bracha on B'sil Moner of a goy, and then it said, and not of Avodah Zarah. Talking about B'shil Moner, Mishum Lei Shavas, what was wrong with using an air of a goy? Mishum Lei Shavas. Because an air of Shabbos, of Motzei Shabbos, has to be Shavas from Malacha. If it was done Malacha with it, if it was lit on Shabbos, Rashi says here, interestingly, it was used for an Aveira on Shabbos. It used to do Malacha. But Akalpanim, if it was lit on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to use it on Shabbos. That's why we light a new fire on Shabbos. Rad Mashenki Yom Kippur, with Dafke Makpin on an Ner Shashovas. An Ner that did go through Yom Kippur. Because over there, the idea is that we weren't able to use fire on Yom Kippur, so we're trying to show what fire that was around we didn't use. Elo, good, so we understand the Ner of a Goy was not an Ner Shashovas. Why wouldn't we make b'sam on a goy's b'sam? Why don't they make a party? That you're making a suda for Avodah Zarah, and therefore it would have a problem of b'samim of Avodah Zarah. It says in the Seifa, you can't use narrow b'sam of Avodah Zarah. So obviously when it says the Isra in the beginning, in the Reish, it's not talking about Avodah Zarah. Am Chanim Yisura, no, Ma Tam Kamar, it's an explanation. Ma Tam Eim Avorach Lein Elu Abisam Shal Akum, why can't you not use an Eir Abisam of a Goy, as it says in the Reish, the answer is, like it says in the Seifa, B'nish Tam Mesivas, or Avodah Gacham Avodah Zarah, because we can assume they use it for Avodah Zarah. Tanu Rabbonon, Eir Shavas Mavorach Lein Elu, Shalei Shavas Eim Avorach Lein Elu. An Eir that was Shavas, one may, from Alacha, one may use, for Bar Mariyesh, Shaloi Shavas, that was used for Malacha Eim Avachin, although you cannot use for Bar Mariyesh, Umayloi Shavas, what does it mean that it did not rest? Inayim Loi Shavas Machas Malacha, that it didn't rest from any Malacha, Afilu Malacha Deater, even a Motodika Malacha, Vatanya Ur Shal Chayav Shal Choyla, if it was used for Bikuach Nefesh, Mavachin Lov, you may use, a bracha, use it for a Bracha, Om Nacham Yitzchok, my Shavas, Shavas Machas Malachas Avera, it means it was Shavas from doing Avera, Tanya Nami Hochi, Ashosh, Shalakas Lechas Kol Yom, if the Hashashas was sitting around the whole Shabbos, not used for Malacha, which is Shabbos Mavarchalov, one may use it for Bar Mireish and Motzei Shabbos, because it was not used for Malacha.
So what do you mean?
Why they still argue about Bar Mireish, I don't know. It might have to do with the Lashon of Bar Mireish, maybe if it's better without it, I don't know.